Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry, Eric DaCosta, and John Harbaugh met with the media in Owings Mills on Thursday.
Okay, everybody, welcome. Thanks for coming in today. We're here to celebrate the signing of Derrick Henry, a player that we faced multiple times over the last 5 to 7 years, and a player that we've always admired. We've had a chance to watch from up close and also from afar. We're thrilled to bring him here to Baltimore. Congrats to him and also his beautiful family. John?
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I mean, wonderful family. It's been fun getting to know you guys today, and we're just thrilled and proud to have you here. I'm trying to figure out who's more excited on our staff, the offensive coaches or the defensive coaches. You know, the offensive coaches are pretty fired up, but the defensive coaches, they don't have to tackle this guy anymore. So it's just great for our team. It's going to make a difference for us. I know the players are excited, and we can't wait to get started.
So for me, I'm grateful for this opportunity. This is a great organization. My family's here with me, my girlfriend Adriana, my daughter Valentina, and Adriana's mom, Miss Simona. Like I said, I've been had some great battles against the Ravens for 5 to 7 years, and happy and grateful to be a part of it. God is good, and blessed for this opportunity.
Questions?
Derrick, there's a lot of talk about you and Lamar being on the same offense. What kind of offense can you envision having, both you guys on, as a tandem?
He's so dynamic. And how he plays and his playmaking ability, especially me seeing it going against these guys for a little while now. So excited to play with him. He had a great year this year. Did a lot of great things. We have a lot of great guys in the offense, and I just want to be an adding piece to this offense to help them do better than they did last year. And right now, just trying to focus on coming in, earning the respect from my teammates.
Derrick, what went into the decision to come here for you?
Yeah, it really was a no-brainer for me. This is where I knew I wanted to be. I love the style, the physicality that they play with on all three phases. I feel like it fits my style of play as well. It was really a no-brainer just trying to figure out the business side of things, and glad we were able to get it figured out.
Derrick, how much do you feel you have left in the tank, or something? Feel like, your best days are behind you? What's your response to that?
Tell them to keep watching.
They say the same thing about you, Jerry.
Look at you, you're still here, so... So, people are always going to have something to say, always going to have opinions. I'm just here ready to work, ready to get things started, and do my best to help this organization.
Derrick, how important was it to be a part of a team that's a consistent contender in your decision-making during this time?
Yeah, definitely wanted to be somewhere that had a solid foundation. And this foundation has been set for a very long time, and they compete every year and always in the conversation. And want to be somewhere where I'm surrounded by great talent, have a great quarterback and great players around him as well. So, just excited for this opportunity, and blessed and thankful to be able to land here.
Eric, congratulations on the move. I'm wondering, can you quantify the week that you've had signing Justin and then getting a guy that you coveted for a long time in Derrick? I mean, last year with Lamar signing was big, but you got two in 1 week. Where does that rank for you as a GM as far as a week is concerned?
Oh, man, we've had some ups and downs over the last, 5 years. So we've had some huge weeks. We've had some bad weeks. This is kind of, in some ways, remarkable, great, exciting. We've also lost, 8 players? Excellent players as well. So it's always bittersweet this time of year. You win some, you lose some. We keep swinging. Blessed to get Justin done. Blessed to get Derrick done. I feel like both those guys are slam dunks. And saying that, want to also, celebrate, Patrick Queen, John Simpson, Geno Stone, Gus Edwards, Ronald Darby, Tyler Ott, Morgan Moses, Devin Duvernay. Those guys helped us win a lot of games over the last 5 years. All Ravens in different ways, different backgrounds. So, it's always kind of a tough give and take this time of year, but we're blessed today to be here with Derrick.
Eric, you talked to start about, your experience going against Derrick Henry. We know about his resume, but how much did your up-close and personal experiences playing against him going to the decision to bring him here?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, in 2019, we played that game, and it was, you know, just a gut-wrenching performance. I think we all kind of realized that. But I was at the Senior Bowl, and I left the Senior Bowl and met our team, our coaching staff, and a lot of players at the Pro Bowl. And I had the chance as a general manager to just observe. And I saw Derek that week, and I watched him. And I watched how the other players related to him. I watched and saw his humility. I mean, this is a guy that ran for, like, I don't know how many yards that season. And all the players kind of gravitated towards him that week. And there was a tremendous respect. And that resonated with me as a guy who scouts for a living. And I just, you know, having the chance to kind of step aside and watch his career unfold, it's been very, very impressive to me.
Eric, you got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Is the goal now the priority to kind of build the offensive line to be able to block for these guys? Now you have some holes on the offensive line you have to fill.
Right, that's always going to be the priority, is the offensive line. You know, I think in 2008 when we hired John, one of the first things he said to me was, we need a big, strong, physical, athletic offensive line, and that has never really changed. And so that will be the mission in the coming weeks, to build that out. I think we're on our way. I think we have a good plan. We're fortunate that this draft class looks pretty good from that standpoint. I don't want to call it historically strong, but it looks like a very strong crop of offensive linemen. And I say this every year, but as a wise man once said, we don't play games till September. We'll be ready.
There was so much talk about how the running back market would shake out. There were a lot of quality players. But did you go in knowing this was the guy that you wanted?
Yeah, I had a good indication. I mean, to be honest, we tried to trade for Derek, you know, before the trade deadline. I thought there was a reasonable chance that we would get a trade done. It didn't work out. It was disappointing. But we pivoted, you know. But again, when you evaluate the tape, you watch the player, you see the history of the player, you talk to people who have been around the player, it made all the sense in the world for us to target Derek.
John, how much will the addition of Derek Henry just change the look of the offense? I mean, do you still feel that you'll mainly go pistol? Will you go more under center? How much could that change just the look of the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always try to build the offense around the players that you have. So, you know, what Derek does really exceptionally well is going to be where we're going to kind of move towards. But we're versatile. We can go in a lot of different directions. That's what Lamar makes us versatile. And I also think kind of what we've been doing along those lines are kind of fit this guy really well. You know, it's not just his specific talents, because you can run out of any kind of backfield set. He can be in the pistol, he can be under, he can be in the gun, he can move around. That's all things. He's just a versatile player. But more than that, I just think the person, the guy that loves football, you know, that fits us really well too. He's a tough, physical guy, but, you know, you play at the high school he played at, you play at the college he played at. You know, where he's been with Tennessee, the kind of leader he's been. Everybody you talk to talks about him in terms of a guy that just loves football, is about football, wants to compete, wants to do his best, wants to do everything he can to help the team win. You know, that's kind of what it's all about here. And I'm most excited probably about that.
Eric, have you spoken to Lamar Jackson? I know Marlon Humphrey had a back and forth on social media, but what other players on this team have you spoken to in the last few days?
Me and social media guy Marlon, the podcast.
Social media guy. Yeah, let's make that stick.
Yeah, me and Marlon definitely, we've texted and talked on social media. Ronnie reached out. I got to know him throughout the years. Haven't spoken to Lamar, but I'm sure he's busy enjoying his offseason. I mean, we'll connect at some point. Just excited for opportunity and, you know, ready to meet my teammates and earn their respect.
Derek, Eric said last year before trade deadline that they thought they might get you. Were you kept abreast of those conversations, and was there a point there where you thought you were going to be a Raven before last year's trade deadline?
Yeah, I thought it was a good chance I was going to be. Didn't really know when it was going to happen. I knew it was conversations and things going on, but you know, I was just really just focused on the season. If anything came, just pivot and get ready for whatever that was going to happen. But it didn't happen. But you know, I'm a Raven now, so that's all that matters. And you know, get ready to go to work.
Derek, everybody seems to love the idea of you next to Lamar Jackson in the backfield. For you as the player, what does the benefit for you being next to a guy like Lamar who's as mobile as he is?
Yeah, I don't want to make any predictions, any expectations. I think just put in the work. And I'm big on earning my respect for my teammates, and I know I've said that repeatedly, but that's all I want to do is earn respect from everybody in this building, showing that I'm ready to come work, help everybody get better in any aspect that I can, be a leader in any type of way, by the way I carry myself and by the way I work on the field, in the weight room, and be attentive in meetings, help the young guys in any way I can, and just go out and work and do the best I can to help Lamar in any way. I run the football, protecting him, and helping my teammates in any way as well. So that's my main focus, and I'm definitely excited to be beside Lamar in the same offense.
There are a lot of photos and videos of you and Lamar from the past have the two of you ever talked about the possibility of this day and the dreams of maybe potentially playing together?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely thought about it. He's one of the best, if not the best, players in this league. I have respect for him ever since he's came in this league and his body of work and what he's been able to do, and respect for this organization as well. They have some great players in this organization, just like Lamar, who's done a lot of great things, Mark Andrews, at tight end, Raquan Smith at the linebacker position, some great leaders, guys who set a good example. So excited to be teammates with everybody, and excited to get in the RB room and get to know those guys and be able to compete against them and all of us make each other better.
We heard Eric and John talk about how grateful they are to have you on their side. Everyone remembers the Stiff Arm too. What's it like for you in your vision of the Ravens and being on the other side, but how do you view the Ravens from an opponent's perspective?
Yeah, I mean, buckle your chin strap, get ready for a 60-minute fight, and knowing that you're going to take some licks, I'm going to have to give some licks. And every time we played them, it was physical, and we had to have a great game plan to prepare for these guys, especially on defense, because they give you so many different looks. And then our defense getting ready for Lamar and how you got a game plan against him. So I'm definitely glad to be on the other side now. So,
What do you think is the key to longevity for running backs? Because not many running backs can do, especially what you've done even during the stage of your career. What do you think is the key for longevity?
Yeah, really, I think it's taking care of your body. Doing the things you need to do, get your body prepared year in and year out, week in and week out, and every single day, and making sure that you feel the best to be able to perform at your best, creating good habits with eating healthy, and as you get into the league, do more research on guys who played a long time, and be a sponge to guys at the running back position or anywhere else and see what they've done and try to implement it into your life as well. And that's all I try to do. And, I feel great. I'm blessed to be able to be going into year 9 and getting this opportunity. So just want to take advantage of it and do my best that I can.
John, have you allowed yourself to think about short yard situations with him and possibly running behind Pat Ricard and how much stress that could put on a defense and how it's not your problem anymore to have to tackle him?
I do allow myself to think about all those things, and I think about it with a smile on my face. But it'll be great. Game planning wise, it's going to give us a lot of options. We have a lot of, like Derek was talking about, we've got a lot of playmakers, and our offensive line is going to be big and physical and tough and good. So we're looking forward to it.
Along those lines, I think we've seen in the division, maybe across the NFL, teams get faster at that second level to kind of account for quarterbacks like Lamar and make things happen with their legs. Is there any, pleasure for you in kind of having a counterpunch of a guy as big and physical as Derek being the kind of counterpunch to everyone getting smaller and faster maybe on defense?
Yeah, I think that's a good observation. It's one way to look at it. We always talk about attacking the full width of the field in terms of the run game, but also the pass game. And that does start in the A-gap, to your point. But the great thing about Derrick Henry, it doesn't end in the A-gap. It's the B-gap, the C-gap, the D-gap, the edge, all the way out to the sideline. We saw that in London this past year on that fake reverse that you guys hit on us. So this is a back that can do everything, he can change the game for you. So we're excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you, or Eric, do you have any kind of timetable for the return of Keaton Mitchell? And given that he's out for some time,
Is the search still on to add yet another running back into this mix for that first part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think Keaton's doing really well. You know, we'll see. Obviously, significant knee injury, but we have some experience with that. You know, I've gotten some updates from our trainers and doctors, and we feel like he's on path to come back at some point in this season. Running back-wise, you know, we'll assess the market like we always do. There's some players out there still that are pretty interesting players. The draft is also another way for us to get better, and we'll attack it in different ways depending on the situation, depending on the value that we see. You know, we've drafted guys, we've signed undrafted free agents, we've traded for running backs, and there's a lot of different ways to skin the cat, so to speak. So we'll look at it. We feel really good about Justice, too, Justice Hill, who's one of the unsung heroes of our team, I would say, in 2023. So the cupboard's not bare, and we got this guy, so I think we're in good shape.
Derek, was it difficult watching 10 other running backs come off free agency in day one and even Tony Pollard going to where you were and not being able to say what you were going to do? And did you even know what you were going to do when all these things were happening a couple of days ago?
No, I wasn't too overwhelmed about it. You know, I just prayed about it and asked God to put me where I needed to be. And I trusted and believed in that process and knew it would happen. But as other running backs going off the market, I'm very happy for those guys. You know, try to keep it as a brotherhood with running backs, and you know, especially with this day and age, and happy to see those guys get paid. And knowing that at some point my chances will come and I'll get my opportunity. And I was hoping that it would be here, and you know, it all worked out. So I was happy.
Something you build off of that question is you've heard a lot over the last few years about your position being devalued and the frustrations with contract negotiations and everything. And to see on day one, you know, so many of your brotherhood of running backs and yourself and Sam in the first couple of days, was that a positive thing for you? Did you view that as something that was good for your position, to see them getting paid and to earn contracts?
Yeah, I was definitely happy to see those guys go out the market pretty fast. I think that speaks volumes that, you know, the running back position is still needed, even though, you know, that doesn't seem like it. You know, you still got to be able to run the ball. Still got to have a guy who can change the game in any matter of the game. And, you know, I feel like the guys who signed those contracts definitely can do that. And I think it was recognized, and I'm very happy for those guys because, you know, we definitely want to be able to, you know, have a market where it's fair, and we are valued for the future as well for guys who are coming up after us.
Eric, a couple of years ago, I think you talked about how running back is a great down position where it's really hard for guys to stay healthy. Is Derek, just based on his track record, one of those guys who seems to defy what typically happens to folks at that position?
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, we're talking about a guy who's missed very, very little time in his career. He's kind of a unicorn, to be honest. It's a combination of speed, power, durability. You know, he's thrived in different systems and done different things. He's won wherever he's been, and you know, those kind of guys are rare. I mean, we've had some here in Baltimore. They're just different from everybody else, and I think Derek's a good example of that.
Derek, after all the years in Tennessee and being in the same place, what do you see as the biggest challenge joining a new team after being somewhere for so long?
I think, you know, when you've been somewhere 8 years, I mean, you know, there's changes with the people in the organization, you know, just getting to know everybody, getting everybody to know me, you know, this the culture and how they do things around here, which I don't think can be hard. I think, you know, I'll get acclimated pretty quick by the guys around here. Here is very family-oriented, a great brotherhood. But, no, not really so much worried about that. But just excited for what's in store, and getting to know everybody and get in the swing of things, and trying to help in any way as possible while I'm here.
John, we know how physical these AFC North games can be. You guys pride yourself on being a physical running team. Just how excited are you to have now probably the most physical back in those games?
Yeah, he's good fit in the AFC North, but you know, they were in the AFC North at one time, weren't they, Eric? Yeah. The same. So this
yeah,
rivalry.
A long time ago. When was that? Jameson.
Yeah. AFC Central.
Yeah.
Back before 2002.
I mean, you're talking historically, kind of your point. It's there's a long storied history, you know, of this kind of football being played by these teams, so it continues.
Kerrick, you said you wanted to solidify the offensive line. You said that process is ongoing. You were going to get it back. You got Derrick Henry. Is there anything on the receiver front? I mean, there's a report you may be looking for Deebo Samuel or another veteran. Can you comment on where you're at there?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, that specific report was probably – I read the Lorax last week at a local elementary school, and I would probably put that report that similar to that. But I think, you know, the hunt goes on when you're trying to find good football players. And, you know, whether that's a receiver, offensive line, pass rushers, corners, whatever it is, I think that, you know, the challenge for us is to find the money, find the right player, find the perfect match on the field, off the field. We know we have the draft. As of right now, I think we have 9 picks. We've moved up a little bit in the fourth, which I think is going to be advantageous for us, moving from the bottom of the fourth to the top third of the fourth round. Should be a better player. So I do see opportunity for us to get back at the draft. Last year was kind of lean with the draft in terms of the amount of picks we had. I think this year will be a good chance for us to kind of augment the roster with good, young, cheap, talented football players.
I think before free agency, your old teammate, Taylor Guwan, said he didn't really see you being a fit in Baltimore because of, like, he didn't think you would like zone reads, RPOs, that kind of thing. I mean, are you kind of comfortable with everything that this offense will probably ask of you?
Yeah, I'm definitely comfortable. I'm confident in my ability, confident to adjust, excited for what's in store. Taylor is very opinionated these days and has his opinion on a lot of stuff, but I'm very confident in my ability.
These days?
Yeah,
just these days?
Well, it's been a while, but this is his occupation now, so yeah.
Eric and John, you guys have been with this organization for so long, Eric especially, and the list of great running backs, I mean, it's a long one here, but this is arguably the greatest running back in this franchise's history. Where would you, you know, kind of, I guess, put him, you know, on the list of running backs that, I mean, he will suit up for the Ravens?
Well, I'm not really going to rank
that's
players.
Question,
I mean,
right?
I think it's not something that I typically will do. It's like rank players, especially, you know. But this guy's a warrior, and he's right up there with the very best we've ever had. Certainly, we've had a number of outstanding players throughout the years. I mean, we had multiple guys win Offensive Player of the Year in the league, whether with us or with somebody else. I mean, even a guy like Priest Holmes. But we had, you know, so many great ones. This guy, unbelievable player, excited to see what he does. It's a brotherhood, like he said, and I know that we have a lot of guys, the legends, the Baltimore legends, running back legends, are going to be cheering for this guy from day one, and that's exciting.
First time you've worn a purple legacy, how'd you like the color?
No, I actually told Coach Harbaugh this funny story. This is actually the suit I wore to my grandmother's funeral who raised me. She died in 2016. And this is our favorite color. So whenever Eric told me that I would be coming to do a press, I was like, I got to wear this suit. So we're actually moving this next week. So I was scrambling through boxes, pulling everything out, trying to find this suit and be able to put it together. So, I definitely wanted to wear this color to honor her and show all the fans around Falk Nation that I'm ready, I'm on board.
How excited do you think she would be that you signed with the Ravens? Her favorite color.
Oh yeah, she's definitely excited. The day before free agency, we were outside in my yard playing. I was outside playing with my daughter. My grandmother loved butterflies in Tennessee. I always see a butterfly every practice. And you know, the house we live in now, never saw one since we've been there. We've been there going on 2 years. And that day, a butterfly just flew around me like constantly. And you know, I knew that was kind of like a reminder that you know she was around and everything was going to be all right. So I was. Felt good.
We do two more.
Eric, I wanted to ask you about your grandmother. Jeff, with your upbringing, how do you think the lessons that she's imparted on you will help you as you navigate this new situation?
Yeah, well, I come from a hardworking and supportive family, and I always trust and believe in the man above that he will lead me in the right direction and never lead me wrong. So she raised me to always put God first. Trust and believe in his plan, and it's not always, your time is his time, and his time is always perfect. So that's what I always believe in. And she raised me to, always have great manners, be respectful, and earn everything that I want out of life, and never give up on my dream and what I want to accomplish.
Eric, AFC North was the best division in football last year. With you guys and Derrick Henry, the other teams, what they've done, how much better do you think this division has already gotten better a week in free agency?
I haven't really studied it. I mean, I've seen some movement. Obviously, a few of our competitors have taken some of our players. It happens every year. I mean, every year we look at the AFC North. They draft well. They sign good players. They have a way of doing things. But let's not forget, we'll be there too. And I love our team. I love our roster. We have some challenges ahead, but we're going to be ready to play in September.
All right. Thanks, Eric.